What is the focus of an objective? The essence of an objective is that it defines where we want to go without describing how we are going to get there. For example, reaching the peak of a mountain. The focus should ideally be on the output from the objective rather than on the input of effort. Any objective could be very demanding in terms of the effort needed to achieve it, but the emphasis of the objective statement should be output orientated. For example, the result required and not how it will be achieved. Consider, for example, a salesperson's objective. An example of an input objective could be conduct a minimum of 10 sales visits per day to potential customers over the next 6 months. An example of an output objective would be increase sales by 20% over the next 6 months. By tackling sales performance through statements that are input objectives, there is no focus on the effectiveness of those visits, and so there may be no effect upon sales at all. A typical example of where people confuse the difference between input and output objectives is also in the area of the amount of time given to a job. The manager who notes approvingly that all the team stay until 6:30 in the evening is measuring an input. Note, all of the hours given to the job may not necessarily have been effective in achieving the desired output. It could even be that people are simply sitting at their desks trying to look busy while watching the clock and praying for the time to pass so that they can go home. The manager needs to set output objectives that define the goals to be achieved. Once reached, would it matter that a member of staff sometimes left early? Objectives will be discussed naturally during an appraisal interview when reviewing achievement and progress, areas of difficulty and development areas. It's best to stick to between 3 and 6 main objectives, which can be further broken down into sub-objectives, sometimes called targets or goals. Without objectives, employees don't know where to invest their time and resources, and so they can drift along in their jobs in a rather uncoordinated way. Without purpose and a sense of meaning, their commitment can also leak away. When objectives are unclear, it is impossible to make effective plans. They must therefore be clear-cut and not simply vague statements of intent. They can also be a mix of shorter and longer-term objectives.